like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Yeah. The Mukla Masnisa Mekankan Lakech. That like we had before, he doesn't know this svara to say wine goes after the owner. Because that's the svara saying now, that wine goes after the owner, so since he got spoiled by the shliach's ownership, he's the one to lose out. So that's not like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Vikadiyami, some say no. Afilu chola nami mekabel. No, even if the wine's spoiled, still you should know the original owner loses out. Because since this shliach did not reach that place to sell the wine yet, it's still in the first owner's reshus. If something more says, come on, who's this? Go like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Then it goes here like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. That holds what? That it's not totally in the owner who's using the wine right now. Therefore we say, even though the wine got spoiled, still the original owner, he's the one to lose out. Because this shliach does not have the right to use it yet. Then the Mishnah says, Yoshon Mishel Ashtakin. Somebody says, I want to buy old wine. What is old wine called? It's called last year's wine. That's what it means. Because they can't spoil after 1 year, it has to stay in order to last for at least a year ready. Tony, we learned, Umiyushin V'Hoylech Adachag. I mean, it has to last until at least Sukkot. So Shbam learns, Tana, Heichad Yomalei Miyushin. Let's say the guy says, I want to buy wine Miyushin. That's like specially old wine. Sarach Shei Kol Gimel Shonim Shlemus. It has to be that this wine is complete 3 years old. Veshi Yiskayim V'yis Yoshin Ad Gemar Shana Shlishis. It has to be like fresh and getting better and better till the end of the 3rd year. Tainu, what does that mean? Ad HaChag. Ad HaBetziah Mamash until Sukkot. That's how long this wine has to last. That's called Yain Miyushin. Miyushin, yeah. Miyushin, that's long, that's like 3 years old. Has to be wine that's 3 years old that stays, mamish is still fresh and good, after complete 3 years. So the Mishnah says, Hamoichem Mokem Mechaveroi. If you sell a place to your friend, Vechein, the same thing, Hamakabel Mokem Mechaveroi. If you accept a place, not that you sell it, but like you accept. You accept it. This is the Bachon. He has one Gersa here. Doesn't have the Chain HaMakabel. But a co-partner you bought, or else you sold somebody a place, you sold them some property, the Kitzah, Lassos Lai Beis Chasnas, Libnai, that this person should build for you a house or a room that you can use for the Chasna of your son, Lishu should make the Chuppah there. Or else, Ubeis Alamonis Labitai. You have a daughter, Rachmanas, that she lost a husband, Sishan Amana. So you're telling us somebody to build a house for your daughter, that's Namana. So Lachur is Boina Arba Amais Al Sheish. You know what kind of the smallest, like the house, that like he has the right to use, is only 4 amas by 6 amas. That's the whole house. The whole room is only 4 amas, at the most, that's like 8 feet by 12 feet. That's it, that's the whole room. Divra Rabbi Akiva, that's what Akiva holds. Rabbi Shmuel says, Refez Bokeri. Zo, what kind of business is that? Such a small room, a room like that is fit for animals to live in. Rashbam says, but Tzorach Lasso is Bayez Godu Yoisa, you have to make him a bigger house. Amil Echoshet Lefarish Yurei. He didn't explain how big of a house he has to be. But just time to say that if I sell your property to build a house for your son or for your daughter, you can't say you're going to build it on a property 4 amas by 6 amas. No. Kiva says good. Lechura. And such property is good for your animals. That's all. Not to live in. Yeah. Yeah. It says, Refas Baka is up. Now, Haraitz Alasos Refas Baka. Somebody wants to buy property to build like a corral for his animal. A Refas Baka. Then it's like this. Boy Nadal Amas Al Sheish. Nechlami. He builds a corral. That's normal to have it 4 amas by 6 amas. Now, Bayis Kotin, what's called a small house? That's Sheish Alches. A real small house, Takum, is like the smallest. It's not like it said before, 4 by 6, but rather a small house is called 6 by 8. 6 amas by 8 amas, that's called a small room. Godel, what's called the bigger room? That's called Ches Alessa. 10 amas. By 8 amas, that's called a big room. Traklin, that's like a palace, like a bigger room even, that's Yud Ayud. Here, 10 amas by 10 amas. 20 feet by 20 feet, that's already a traklin. Rashbam says, that means Lomoshev Song, here. That's where the princesses live. A prince that lives in a house, a room, that's 20 by 20. Big spiel, huh? 10 yud by yud. 10 amas by 10 amas. That's already a traktan. That's really a palace. Rumi, the Mishnah says, Kechotzer, Kechatzi, Orkoi, Kechatzi, Rochpoi. Spam says, that means, Akuluka, all of these things. Vinyl base, Chasne, Shu, Orkoi, Dalad, Avov, Rumi, Hei. Tainu, Chatzi, Orkoi. Like, how high is it? It's 5, half of its length. That's what it means to say. Vachatzi, Rochpoi, and half. Like, half of both of them, that's how high it is. So the first one said it was 4 by 6. So half of 4 is 2, half of 6 is 3, so that's how it gets 5. So that's what the Mishnah means. Rumya, the height of all these things, is kechati like half of orkoi, the length of this thing, or kechati rachma, half of the width of it. Rayaludav, what's the proof of this? So, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kebinyan hechel, like the binyan hechel of the Beis Hamikdash, that's the proof of this. So, Bam said, like a hechel apnei advir hoyo, orkoi mem, it was long 40. For Roch by Esrim, and it was wide 20 yamas. For Rome, how tall was it? Shalashim, it was 30 yamas tall. So that's the Hainu, Chatzi Orko, the Chatzi Rochboy. So you see, that's like a normal way of building. Here it was 40 by 20. So half of 40 is 20, half of 20 is 10. So together it's 30. That's how you get 30. Yeah. So the Gemara. Lo Malila Misna Beis Chasnus Lebnoi. Obeisa abmanas lebitoi. What do you have to speak it for? Listening beis chasnas lebnoi lebitoi. Obeisa abmanas lebnoi lebitoi. What do you have to say? You want to buy a house for your son, like to make the chasna, or else for your daughter to the almana. Like, well, what do you got to call your daughter the almana? Say both. Either guy wants to buy a house for chasna, either for son or for daughter. Or else, achmana, the guy wants to make a house for either the son or the daughter. Like, what's that? Because you say the Amon is by the daughter and the son is by the chasnas. The Gemara says, Milsa Agav Ruchu Kavashmon. Agav, while learning this, it teaches us something. The Loidarka, the Chosna, Lameda Bechamua. That the Chosna, the son in law, should not live by his father or by the mother in law. They should not live there. That's what's coming to teach us.
Which is
Trashi, like Mirashba, Midloi Toni, Beis Armelus Lebnoi, it doesn't say the house Amana for your son. In other words, not that your daughter in law should live with you. For Loitoni Nami Beis Chasnus Lebitoi, it doesn't say like for your daughter. Mishneim Yeshlumad, from these two things we learned, the Loidarka the Chosnei, that's not nice that the son in law should live by his mother in law. Peichemul, like Rashbam says, Kamin b'psachim, Hevi zoye b'ishtecho mechos neherishon.
In the first marriage?
Yeah. Hevi zoye b'ishtecho, watch out for your wife, mechos neherishon, from your first father-in-law. Because when you first get married, watch out for your father-in-law, he shouldn't like your wife. And Amrila, some say, Mishum chashad, some cycles is a chshad, like maybe they'll live together. For Yom Milah, Mishum Mamin, they'll be jealous of money. Yevislu, Vislu, both are true. Miyuvadin, Lachola, Chasanim, Lashimin, Arishain, Circle, Zoya, Chom of Yesa. It's all like any marriage like that. But the first one is more. But the first one, you have to be careful, the mother in law from the son in law, and the father in law from the daughter in law. So the Mora says, Or Hokamashmulan, the loydarke the chasna, not a derech for a son-in-law, the chasna lemeid the bechamua to live by his father-in-law's house. Kedechsir the sefer sis, like it says in the sefer sis sira, like a history book. Ha'akil shakalti the kaf maznayim, took everything exactly the kaf maznayim exact weight. For loy matzosi kal, they never found anything less. In other words, bed misubim, like they never found anything weighing less than subim. Then, shaft, subim, the kalmi subim, what's even weighing less than subim? That's like a shaft, the bad part of the wheat, that's chosin hadaba beis chomov. That's a son-in-law that lives by his father-in-law's house. The kal, and worse, mechoson, the son-in-law, oirach, that brings in, the son-in-law that brings in a guest, The Kal Michosin, no, the Kal Mi, was the Chosin Adob Reschoma. The Kal Mich, what's even less than that? Urech Machnes Urech. If you're a guest by somebody and you invite another guest in there, like, that's not a nice thing to do. If you yourself are a guest by somebody, you shouldn't invite another guest in. The Kal, what's even worse than that like? Mi Urech Meshiv Dover Beterem Yishma. If you answer before you heard, or you say something before you heard, Shinema Meshiv Dover Beterem Yishma Avlasi Loyal Klima. It's a terrible thing. Shpam says, "What Urech Machnes Urech?" It means Dayoi in Mahana Le Balabayas. It's not the Balabas, it's Mahana you. What do you have right to bring another Urech? Yeah. And that's called Meshiv Dover. You speak out, but before you listen. But when you come in, before you start talking, you should first listen to what they have to tell you. Yeah. Right. If you Shmuel, let me Shmuel argument says, Refes Boker Hizu, and Haroitza Lassais. Now, see, he argues and says, the Tanakhama says, when a house could be made four Amis by six, and if Shmuel says no, that's the Refes Boker. So Mar says, Refes Boker Mankatonilo. Who says the Mishnah is Lashin of Refes Boker? It's only like a corral. See, could the Kama, some say, Rebbe Shmuel Katonilo. It's Rebbe Shmuel is the one that's saying this. And the Ikor, the Oma, some are saying, Rebbe Akiva Katonilo. It's Rebbe Akiva that's saying this. What does that mean? Ikor, the Oma, some say, it's Rebbe Akiva Katonilo. Rebbe Akiva is the one that's saying it. Really, Rebbe Akiva was the first man, the Yom of the Mishnah. Right? Rebbe Akiva said that when you build a house for your son or for your daughter, it should be 4 by 6. So what is the next lashon of the Gemara saying, Refes Boker? So it's like this. That, Rochi Koma, Af al Pisha Refes Boker, see, even though Rav Kiva agrees that such a small house is fit for the corral, for the animals, but Pomin sometimes, Shodda Moise Dirosik Refes Boker, he just says, sometimes a person makes himself a small room. So therefore, if you stop sell property to make a small room, it's possible to say all you meant to sell was taka small enough to make it for Refes Boker. That's 4 by 6. If he could, the army, some say no. Rabbi Shmuel could turn it off. Rabbi Shmuel that's saying it. And Boker come, this is what he meant to say. Sheroit Selassas Refes Boker. Whoever wants to make it Refes Boker, then Oisa Abraham Sal Sheish. That's fit for animals. But for a person, you can't make such a small room. It has to be at least 8 by, what was his last year? Last year, 1, 8. Where is that? Yeah,
8 by 10.
6 by 8, right. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Traklin, Yudah Yud. You want to make a Traklin? That's like a palace, a big room already. That's Yudamas by Yudamas. My traklin, what's a traklin? Kufsa Bevardi. That's like Kufsa Bevardi means a nice place. Shpam says, Kain Kuba Shalzoinus, right? Place of Zoinus, Venerali, Shosa, Chaloinus, Kain Kuba Bevardi. Listen, Shom Verdun, Lenoilus, Taco Ben. Like a beautiful garden that had nice roses there. Tony was learned, the Kantir Shtei Mesrei, a Yud Beis. A Kantir, Shpam says, if you make a contract that I'll build for you a kantir, you know how big that is? That is 12 by 12. My kantir, what's this kantir? Tarbitz apadni. Tarbitz apadni, Shbam says, that means chotze godol. That's the nice front courtyard. Shaisim sorum that the princesses make, bitzad apanishlem, like in front of their palace, they make a nice like front yard, the front lawn. So that front lawn has to be Yud Beis 12 Amis by 12 Amis. Then the Mishnah says, in all these different sizes of the houses, Yishna Raymai. What is the height of all these houses? Kechatzi Orka Kechatzi Rochbai. The height is like half of the length and half of the width. Railadav, what's the proof from this? Like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. That it was high 30 and it was 20 by 40. So that's exactly half of that. Yes, the Mishnah says, Raila Dava Man Katonilo. Who is the one who's saying this in the Mishnah that is the proof? Seeker the Yom Mishnah says it's Hashimah Ben Gamliel Katonilo. He is the one that said this. Vokhi Koma, this is what he meant to say. Raila Dava Minayin. Where do I know this proof what I'm saying? That the heights of these rooms should be half of the length and the width. Ezamar Shem Gamliel, Hakol Kebinyan Hechel. We learn it out all from the base of Mikdash. Vika Diyam Asam Senot Tanakamikatonin Law.